醒目呢。
Hey, what's up?
其实我只是从经济学和制度经济学的角度。
Actually, I am just from the perspective of economics and institutional economics.
从他那么多珍珠里面找到了几颗珍珠。
I found a few pearls among all those pearls.
我想谈谈幽默三点吧。
I want to talk about the three points of humor.
第一点，理性是情感的奴隶。
The first point is that reason is a slave to emotion.
道德是理性的结果吗？
Is morality the result of reason?
不是的。
No.
我们的道德规则不是孔子，是要。
Our moral rules are not those of Confucius and Buddha.
摩尼。
Buddha.
穆罕默德和耶稣给我们写出来的。
Muhammad and Jesus wrote to us.
恰恰相反，是人们的遵从基本的道德规则。
On the contrary, it is people's adherence to basic moral rules.
形成了文明社会。
Formed a civilized society.
让人们获得了理性。
To enable people to gain rationality.
也就是说，他充分地看到了人类的三大适应器，本能、情感和理性中情感的重要性高于理性。
He fully recognized the importance of emotion over reason in humans' three adaptation instincts, emotion, reason, and emotion.
道德的起源不是理性的设计。
The origin of morality is not the design of reason.
不是理性推理的结果。
Not a result of rational reasoning.
是我们无意中遵循的人与人之间形成合作秩序的规则的结果。比如不要随便抢东西。
The rules that emerge from the cooperation between people, which we unconsciously follow, are more important than the idea of not stealing.
不要杀人。
Don't kill people.
不要偷盗。
Don't steal.
不要奸淫。
Don't be strict.Well,
你慢慢的去遵循，你就强大了。
You gradually become stronger.
然后这些规则就扩张了。
Then these rules were expanded.
你遵循这些规则的时候，
When you follow these rules,
理性就得到了发展。
Reason developed.
所以他有一句著名的说法。
So he has a famous saying.
理性是激情的奴隶，道德不是理性推理的结果。
Reason is the slave of passion, and morality is not the result of rational inference.
这第一点。第二点。
The first point. The second point.
休谟给了政府一个看不见的手的解释。
Shumo gave the government an explanation at a time when they couldn't see it.
也就是说，给政府的起源给了一个演化的解释。
That is, it gives an evolutionary explanation for the origin of government.
谈论道德和政府的时候，
When arguing about morality and government,
休谟说，政府是一个伟大的发明。
Humorists said that government is a great invention.
在有些极端自由主义者，
However, there are some extreme liberals,
研究者，
researchers,
自由主义者看的，政府
From a liberal perspective,
政府的存在就是一个罪恶。
The existence of the government is a sin.
这是我们以艾伦伯克的保守主义思想和古典自由主义思想。
However, we are based on the conservative ideas and classical liberal ideas of Alan Bulmer.
我们回去再思考一下。
Let's go back and think about it.
比如说，7万年前没有政府。
For example, 70,000 years ago, there was no government.
大家都可以去抢别人的东西。
Everyone can go to steal others' things.
没有警察。
No police.
你不要担心。
Don't worry.
你可以抢。
You can grab.
你看到对方的人可以杀。
You can kill the person you see.
可以抢对方的女性，抢对方的财产。
Can steal someone else's woman or steal someone else's property.
当然，对方也可以抢。
Of course, the other party can also compete.
你，也可以随便杀你。
You can also kill them at will.
人们发现，我们与其这样抢啊杀呀。
People found that we were fighting and killing each other.
把精力都用在这个上面。
Focus all your energy on this.
我们为什么不建立一个保护单位来保护我们的生命、财产和自由的一个专业化的事业团呢？
Why don't we establish a specialized agency to protect our lives, property, and freedom?
有了这个社团以后
，With this club,
就大大的减少了人们之间无谓的抢夺和征战。
This has greatly reduced the pointless fighting and plunder between people.
人们就把这种努力变成一种生产性努力。
People turned this effort into a productive effort.
而不是一种非生产性的分配行为
Not a non-productive allocation behavior
所以人们首先发现产权很重要
Therefore, people first realized that property rights are important
人们不断的和平安宁又彼此征战
People are constantly at peace and at war with each other
经过无数次反反复复的经历
Through countless repetitions,
到不遵守财产权的规则
violating the rules of intellectual property rights,
在无政府状态的时候
when in a state of anarchy,
我们生命随时死去的不确定性有多么高
how uncertain our lives are always at risk of death,
我们把多么多的精力从生产性努力转移到了非生产性的打斗、争斗和抢夺中
We have wasted so much energy on unproductive fighting and grabbing.
我们终于知道政府的出现。
We finally know the government.
政府的发明。
Government invention.
财产权的发明是一项伟大的发明。
The invention of intellectual property is a great invention.
当然。
Of course.
政府要足够强大。
The government must be strong enough
才能保护到我们生命。
Only by protecting our lives can we survive.
如果劫匪的力量比政府力量还强大
If the robber's strength is greater than the government's strength,
政府打不过他
The government cannot beat him.
你保护我怎么保护呢
How can you protect me?
但是问题又来了。
But the problem arises again.
政府足够强大的时候
When the government is strong enough,
他本来是为了保护你的。
He was originally there to protect you.
他足够强大。
He is strong enough.
他也可以侵犯你，侵犯你的财产。
He can also violate you and violate your property.
侵犯你的生命。
Violate your life.
侵犯你的自由。
Violate your freedom.
第三点
Third,
休谟给我们教了一个秘籍
Our mother gave us the secret.
治大国
To govern a great nation.
如烹小鲜
Like cooking a fairy.
这就是休谟著名的产权三原则
This is the famous three principles of property rights advocated by Hugh Moore.
第一条产权的稳定保有不可侵犯。
Article 1, the right to stable ownership is inviolable.
就任何他人和政府对每一个人家庭其
Any other person or government to each family.
别的合法财产要
The legal property of the enterprise.
永远的保护它
To protect forever.
继承一代一代万万年没有任何理由去侵犯它。
He has no reason to invade it, having inherited it for generations.
是第一条。
This is the first one.
这是治大国的压舱石。
This is a strategic point for the big countries.
休谟产权。
No property rights.
第二法则叫基于同意的转让。
The second rule is based on the transfer of the same.
就是财产权分工交易的经济中
In the economic context of property rights division and trading
生产者往往并不需要自己生产的东西
Producers often don't need to produce things themselves.
他需要交换。
He needs to exchange.
拿到钱以后。
After getting the money.
我们也要购买。
We also need to buy.
也是一种交换。
It's also a trade.
一个间接的交换。
An indirect exchange.
所以经济的世界是一个交换的世界。
Therefore, the world of economics is a world of exchange.
经济学也叫交换学。
Economics is also known as exchange economics.
那么交换非常重要。
Therefore, the exchange is very important.
尤其是财产权的转让。
Especially the transfer of property rights.
那么交换就是要基于同一的转让。
So, the exchange is based on the same transfer.
任何一笔财产，一幅地，知识产权，任何东西。
Any property, regardless of its origin or ownership,
这是属于你的，在发生转让的时候。
This is the share that belongs to you when it comes to transferring.
必须基于双方当事人的知情同意自愿。
Must be based on the informed consent and voluntary agreement of both parties.
这叫基于同意的转让原则。
This is called the principle of transfer based on the same.
休谟产权原则。
Prepare property rights principles.
第三条，履行承诺。
Article 3 fulfills commitments.
你不要欺骗我。
Don't deceive me.
你不要脑袋。
You don't have a brain.
你不要说话。
Don't talk.
不算数。
Uncountable.
欠我一百万。
I owe you a million.
因为你只给我交八十万。
Result, you owe me 80,000.
你不承认那二十万呢。
You don't admit that 20,000.
是不是要法院的强制执行呢？
Are we going to have to go to court for enforcement?
在一个货币经济中。
In a monetary economy.
在一个分工交换的经济中。
In a division of labor economy.
它是一个契约的经济。
It is an economy based on contracts.
这个匿名的大方合作秩序中。
In this anonymous, large-scale cooperation order.
契约精神是最重要的。
The spirit of contract is the most important.
如果我们只讲裙带关系。
If we only talk about gossip.
我们当脑袋。
We are the old and the weak.
不信守承诺。
Not keeping promises.
这个经济秩序就没法运转。
This economic order cannot function.
我们的预期都会失望，都会堕空。
Our expectations will inevitably be disappointed.
我怎么会去投入生产呢？
How could I possibly start production?
所以履行承诺。
So fulfill the promise.
就意味着每一个人。
This means that everyone,
每个企业要遵守诚信。
Each enterprise must adhere to integrity.
要遵守公序良俗。
Must comply with public order and good customs.
当这些东西不起作用的时候。
When these things don't work.
第三方强制机关要介入。
Third party enforcement agencies must intervene.
法院要上门。
The court is coming to you.
你要进监狱。
You want to go to prison.
这就是休谟的产权三原则。
This is the principle of property rights in Shamo.
遵守这三条，这个经济体不繁荣才怪。那些不繁荣的经济。
If this economy doesn't prosper, it's a disaster.
那些萧条的经济。
Those bleak economies.
那些失败的国家。都是没有遵守休谟产权三原则。
The countries that failed all followed the three principles of Hume's property rights.
我将在接下来的时间里讲。
I will be talking about
是英美保守主义十五讲的课程。
15 lectures on conservative thought in the United Kingdom and the United States.
在这个课程中。
In this course,
我们将从博客开始阐述保守主义的基本纲领和原则立场。
We will start from the blog to elaborate on the basic outline and principles of conservatism
以及保守主义
and conservatism
自博客以降的发展
in the development of blogs
深化
deepen
以及他如何应对当时当地的危机
and how he dealt with the crisis at the time
而本身又在发展变化之中
And it is also in a state of development and change.
特别是对中国作为一个转型型政治经济体。
Especially for China as a transitional political and economic system.
向现代国家迈进的时候。
When moving towards modern countries.
保守主义能够为我们提供怎样的思想资源？
What ideological resources can conservatism provide us with?
敬请大家关注我的英美保守主义十五讲。
Please pay attention to my 15 lectures on British and American conservatism.